Yeah, I think it'll be fine. I think, like everybody else, they'll be disappointed and frustrated that after three really good sort of performances on the bounce, that we went into that one really flat and we didn't really live up to expectations. So, yeah, it's one of them ones where you just need to sort of chalk it off, put it to bed and then move on to the next one.
Yeah, kind of hoping that's out the system now and put behind you.
Yeah, I just think that if you look at how much we expended in the three previous games, should have freshened it up potentially. But I just felt the lads had performed that well and the game was that important that we had key performers in that team that I was hoping and that I felt would, if they performed as well as they can, would have won us the game. I think we need to remember the game finished 1-0. It was by no means as if we get steamrolled or anything like it. I mean, there was nothing in the match. We just didn't play as well as we can. And I think what's happening now is we've created such an expectation about ourselves that everybody's expecting us to perform in every game. When we don't, people are naturally disappointed.
Yeah, the guys are only human, aren't they?
Yeah, it does happen. We're just disappointed that it happened in such a big game. However, I would also argue that the three previous games to that were just as big. And we've played one bad game out of the last four. Granted, probably against the weaker opposition in terms of technically. However, I think Ipswich bring different strengths to the table that we didn't really cope with well enough on Saturday, which was disappointing from our point of view. But as I say, we've had a chat about it. I haven't been hard on the lads because I think they've performed very well for us over the course of the season. And I think sometimes I've got to try and come up with maybe better or different solutions for them to try and win the game. So I take as much criticism out of the game, as much lessons out of the game as what they will. So as I said, after the game, we win and lose as this team. We'll put it down to a bad day and we'll hope that we can try and rectify it in the next game.
I was speaking to your counterpart down at Accrington Stanley the week, John Coleman, who says he's taken a little bit of a backward step this season when it comes to training, kind of more of an overview, and his assistant's kind of doing it day-to-day more, and he just steps in where required. Just give us a little insight to what Alex Neil's like down on the training ground. Are you kind of right in the thick of it?
All the tactical aspects I'll normally take care of. I mean, I think Frankie and Tom will do the stuff at the start of the week to get the lads moving, make sure that they're enjoying their training as well. I mean, I more focus on the detail rather than just general training. Where I see my strength is games and try to focus on breaking the opposition down, finding out what their weaknesses is. That's what I enjoy.
You get a massive sense of kind of personal satisfaction if you tactically get it spot on and you can outwit your opposition.
Yeah, to a point, but I think that tactics and information is only a small percentage of what's important. I mean, the simple fact is if they perform as well as they can, there's been tactics where I've got it wrong and players have won me the game, and there's been tactics that I've got, in my eyes, certainly having watched the game back spot on, and the guys haven't performed as well as they can. The most contributing factor to winning games is players playing well. I mean, so yeah, they're the key components.